Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. As you are probably starting to find out, the new tax law is affecting a lot of things, possibly even affordable housing. In fiscal year 2017, South Carolina's Housing Tax Credit Program allocated over $12 million across 20 new housing developments. But while the tax credits are still there, our next guest says that the new lower corporate tax rate may make them less attractive. Clayton Ingram is Director of Marketing and Communications at the South Carolina State Housing and Finance Development Authority in Columbia. Today he's in our studio. Clayton, welcome.
Great. Thank you. Great to be here.
First of all, what is South Carolina's Housing Tax Credit Program?
It's actually a national program that South Carolina has been very fortunate to take advantage of. This is the way that most of the multifamily and elderly housing developments get built. It is a tax credit that South Carolina awards, a federal tax credit, to housing developers, builders, that then goes into syndication, and the builders sell them for hard dollars. Corporations or high net worth individuals will buy these, usually at a fraction of the dollar, even though it's been high lately, 83 to 87 cents on the dollar, and they can reduce their tax liability using these credits. Then the developers can use those dollars for building.
And so I'm assuming because of the corporate tax rate dropping, these corporations who are buying these tax credits may not want them as much?
That's it. The affordable housing market was actually in sort of an upheaval for several months there because the original tax bill that the House proposed actually eliminated these tax credits along with the private use bond funding that we use for doing mortgages and other things. So we were looking at a real overturn of the housing market for quite a while there, and it slowed our developments down and our applications down quite a bit. The final version of the bill kept all those intact and, in fact, kept the Community Reinvestment Act for the banks intact. But the trick is that with the lower corporate rate, they're not going to have to offset nearly as much tax. So we're looking to see how all this plays out in the next year.
And I know you also kind of have a personal opinion here of the word affordable when we're talking about this whole market, affordable housing.
Yeah, affordable housing and the tax credits themselves, the actual name for them are low-income housing tax credits, which we don't even use because it summons a pejorative image. These are not subsidized housing. This is not public housing. All the people that live in these pay rent and pay, in some cases, a substantial rent. It's just a lower portion than market-priced rent. These are just built in areas and in ways that make them more affordable, and the use of the tax credits, the bonds, and the community reinvestment funds from banks make these affordable for the majority of the working people in South Carolina. In fact, a lot of people refer to it as workforce housing. Think of the people we rely on every day: nurses, teachers, police officers, firefighters. These are the kind of people that are in your community that don't make a lot of money. This makes housing in the area that they work affordable, and that has multiple positive connotations for everyone.
Clayton, has your office been able to perform any economic impact studies on how all of this affordable housing construction affects the economy in our state?
We do every year. In fact, the Moore School, under the auspices of a frequent guest here, Dr. Joy Von Nessen, does a complete economic analysis for us. And the upshoot of all this is that affordable housing is good business for South Carolina. The tax credit program alone supports, just in the last fiscal year, a little over 1,500 jobs. Think of construction, think of materials, think of trucking. The entire economic impact for the program in the last fiscal year was almost $220 million. And the impact of this that the Moore School gives us is a multiplier, which means that for every $100 that we spend toward these developments and buildings, we're getting back about $183 in economic impact. So not only is it good to put people in homes, not only is it good for communities, but it's good for the economy overall.
And then, of course, the people who are living there affordably, then have more money to spend on other things.
More money to spend. They're closer to where they work, so there's less needed infrastructure. They save money on transportation cost.
Clayton, thank you so much for stopping by our studio today.
Thanks a lot, Mike.
Clayton Ingram is the Director of Marketing and Communications at the South Carolina State Housing and Finance Development Authority in Columbia. We will have a link to his agency posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.